Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer. Randy Hayes.
Here.
And you have a quorum.
Okay. Could you explain the meeting procedure, please?
I'd like to welcome you to the March 13th, 2017 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C. For the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening, a staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-in sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The Division 3 permit applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, March 20th, 2017 Planning Commission regular meeting. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep.
Folks, we've got a sign-up sheet up here. Make sure you sign up on the right one that you want to talk about. Last month, we had several people that signed up on the wrong one, and that really makes it confusing for everybody. So make sure you, if any of you need to sign, they're right there before we get started. Everybody signed up? Okay, we got a final vote, guys, on one that we didn't do last month.
If you remember, it was case number 171177 North Tuscany Drive. We had kind of gone through it and looked at it. Down here to our staff recommendations. Nothing's changed from all the other recommendations. The things that we had changed was number 6, the maximum occupancy.
Is a representative here tonight?
Yes.
Yep, she is. So.
Well, that didn't take long to answer. Where's she at? Oh.
Nancy's not here. She asked me to come to her.
Okay. Does anybody want to ask her any questions?
How much did you change the
occupancy? Well, we just defined it as the maximum occupancy for nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom, rather than sign a number.
Okay, so she has 3 bedrooms. So
okay.
3, 4, 5, yeah. 6, 7, 8. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
She's sorry she wasn't here last week. She thought she wasn't supposed to be.
Anybody got any questions? Anybody got any questions? Okay. Somebody want to make a motion?
I make a motion we approve to 2017-0001 as written.
Somebody want to say it?
I'll second.
Randy seconds. Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Let's have it again.
Aye.
That that's in favor, everybody's not in favor?
Nay.
Four nays?
Four noes.
Is it true that you approved a lot of the other ones the other night, but not this one? Just a question, if that's permissible.
Yeah, we did approve a bunch of them last time.
Because she would have been here had she not been told by a board member that she didn't need to be here. Which, at the time, you might have voted differently than now. So,
Last meeting, I wasn't here. And I think this Branson Creek...
Oh, no, I got me some cough drops, too.
Fiasco, and I don't know how this board can say one way or the other, because I think the developer said or told the things to one set of owners and another to another set of owners. And I don't know how this board's not a legal board. We vote on the merits of the project. But I think this has to be settled elsewhere besides in the planning department.
I guess I'm curious as why all the other ones were approved and this one's not. The difference is you're here or not here?
Well, I had to be out of town last meeting. Sorry I missed the meeting, but that's my personal opinion.
Uh-huh.
Now, these other, we heard a legal opinion, or we heard an attorney's opinion from one side. We haven't heard one from the other side, but I don't think it. There's covenants, and some of those covenants and restrictions are pretty plain, and other ones are pretty vague. And what was told to one group of people, I don't think was, in my own mind, I don't think was told to the other group.
Certainly it is a fiasco.
Yes.
And I think it's an equal fiasco that you are approving. Out of 28, you've approved 24, three yet to be considered, and one you're saying no to. I'm flabbergasted, I guess.
Well, like I say, I wouldn't have voted for him last week if I were present.
Well, last week it might have been a whole different story, and that doesn't make sense to me as a representative of the owner.
Yeah, I understand your position.
I believe our next step is a board of adjustments, isn't it?
Yep.
That's interesting. Thank you very much.
Okay, now we got four public hearings. Thank you.
Do you want the representative?
Go ahead.
Do you want the representative for 167? Yeah. Case number 2016-32 for 167 North Tuscany Drive. Hill Property Investments, Richard Caraway. It sits right here on North Tuscany.
Is a representative here for this first one? Is a representative here for 167 Tuscany? Nightly rental, 16-32. All right.
You want me to go through it and see if there's any public comment?
We postpone it until later in the meeting and give them a chance to appear.
Second.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Okay.
Let's move on to the next one, National Enzymes.
Case number 2017, number 4, Austin Street. The applicant is Loretta Pinnell. Representatives are National Enzyme Company.
How are you, John?
Fine. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Thank you.
We'll go through this, and then they'll ask you any questions you have. The property that Ms. Pinnell owns is actually all this in the blue, but they're looking at lots 1 through 4, which I've highlighted in the red. That's a view from the east. View from the north. The representative, National Enzyme Company, is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing for the future expansion of National Enzyme Company manufacturing facilities located on the adjacent property to the east. I think he mentioned mainly parking in the beginning. The current application was approved for concept February 21st, 2017. Per the assessor's information, the property consists of lots 1 through 4 of South Park Village subdivision platted and recorded in 1981. The total of the four lots is approximately 4 acres. Taney County Regional Sewer District, in combination with National Enzyme Company, have expanded the central sewer to the adjacent property, which is currently part of the National Enzyme Company manufacturing business. The project received a total score of 3 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 29. Staff recommendations would be, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2017-004, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance, number one, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two, compliance letters from Central Taney County Fire District Protection District, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three, Division 2 permits will be required for any construction that meets the requirement for such. And four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And five, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. Okay.
Okay. Are you Gary?
No, I'm Charles.
I got the wrong one. Anyway, let's go ahead.
Do you plan on building a new facility there on that property? Is that?
We do it on our current property, and we need the additional property for additional parking.
Oh, okay. So it's basically going to be a parking area?
To start with, yes.
I might ask a question.
Sure.
We have an open permit, I think, for a 30,000 square foot building that goes here. Is that what you're considering, or are you thinking
it's going to be
bigger? Okay.
It's going to be
That's
bigger.
What I thought.
We don't have the construction plans done. They're nearing completion.
Okay.
Could have by the end of March.
Okay.
If this is approved, then all he'll have is Division 2.
Correct. Yep. Which with it, then we'll have sewer approval and all the goodies that come with Division 2. Yeah.
That's the way I understood it.
Yep.
I've got a question. In the area highlighted in green, that's mainly going to be your parking area?
Part of it will be, yes.
Part of it will be?
Yes.
Do you have any idea how many parking spaces you're looking to create there?
Initially, about 100.
About 100.
You can utilize the parking area, the new parking area, from either entryway on the
yes.
north and the south.
Okay. One more question. As far as deliveries, do you have bigger vehicles, semi tractor trailer type vehicles entering, exiting?
It'll be the same as we do today, sir. And the answer to that, yeah, we have semis delivering today.
I guess this don't have anything to do with the project, but why is the little quicker building back line there? It's got a little jog in the...
That was a call